first-person proof of Prop H's ballot language lies by me, John Caldera, published October 22nd, 2023. This is the story of how deviously written the ballot language for the tax increase Prop HH is, and how normally good technocrats are too terrified to shine light on it. Colorado has a citizens initiative process, meaning people like you and I can bring forward ballot questions to get around lawmakers at the Capitol to change state laws. I've done this several times, including twice lowering the state income tax. When I bring an initiative forward, I don't get to write the summary of it. What do you see on the ballot? The ballot question. Instead, a governmental board of three people called the title board read my initiative and create the ballot title. But when the legislature refers a question to the ballot, they get to write its ballot title and don't have to go through the board process, meaning they get to lie and omit to tempt you to vote for what they want. On Prop HH, they start by saying, quote, "Shall the state reduce property taxes?" Yeah, you had me at hello. And don't even mention that it will rob you of your tax refunds, causing the largest tax increase in state history. So I went on a quest to find out what a fairer ballot title for HH would be if the self-serving legislature had to play by the same rules. So I took the language of Senate Bill 303, which created HH, and submitted it as a citizens' initiative, meaning the title board would write a ballot title for it. But a funny thing happened on the way to the election. The title board started working on its title for HH, then said it was wildly complex and confusing, perhaps so confusing it might not be able to set a title for it at all. It was editing through the staff draft of the title. To reflect the truth of Prop HH, they changed the words from reducing property tax to, quote, concerning changes in property taxes. Now, wait a darn second. From reduce property taxes to changes in property taxes, that's a world of difference. It modifies the whole theme of HH, doesn't it? At this point, panic set in. You see, all three of the board members are appointed by Democrats, and it might be very uncomfortable for their bosses if they put out a truthful ballot title. They needed to figure out how to save face and get out of this bad situation. And then something I have never seen in my 25 years of being in front of this board happened. They called an emergency executive session to discuss how not to set a title. When it reconvened, it claimed my copy of HH, like Senate Bill 303 itself, referred to statutes that didn't yet exist. It then rejected the whole initiative. Convenient, huh? But let me present to you where they left it. Here's what the title board was working on as a ballot title for Prop HH before they cut and ran. Quote, "Shall there be a change to Colorado revised statutes concerning changes in property taxes and in connection therewith creating a property tax limit for certain governments limited to no more than inflation and allowing the local governments to impose a mill levy limit to exceed that under circumstances, temporarily reducing the evaluation for assessment of certain residential and non-residential property, creating new subclasses of property, requiring state surplus revenue that the state is authorized to retain and spend to be used to reimburse certain local governments for lost property tax revenue, and spend to be used to reimburse certain local governments for lost property tax revenue to be deposited in the state education fund to backfill the reduction in state property tax revenue, transferring general fund money to the state public school fund and to cash fund to also be used for reimbursements and making an appropriation." End quote. Now contrast that long thing with what is actually on your ballot, written by the legislature, which goes like this. Quote, Shall the state reduce property taxes for homes and businesses, including expanding property tax relief for seniors, backfill counties, water districts, fire districts, ambulance and hospital districts, and other local governments, and fund school districts by using a portion of the state surpluses up to the Proposition HH cap as defined in this measure? End quote. I'll leave it up to you to decide which ballot title has a chance of winning.